Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time Tuesday to Friday this week from 4 p.m. and every week. That's it, not forever, because, well, you understand. Anyway, we begin the podcast, the show, whatever you want to call it, with Robert Page's Wales, who qualified for the Qatar World Cup after beating Ukraine in Cardiff. Here's the fallout on the TalkSport Network.
Wales 1, Ukraine 0, seeds of pandemonium as Wales qualify for their first World Cup in 64 years. The players are hugging themselves. There's flares, a couple of people have run on the pitch, but most are staying back. Unbelievable scenes of jubilation.
You know, the boys work hard. They, it's a big commitment. They're away for a month, away from their families, and to throw, put that much commitment into it, you know, the reward at the end is there for them. And to celebrate that with the supporters, and you see the players go over and get their kids, and it's just an unbelievable occasion as well, isn't it? It's great to see, and things like this will stay with you forever. This is the best moment of my footballing career, without doubt.
Heroes. You start with the goalkeeper, Hennessy. Unbelievable. He made about 7 or 8 saves. Didn't do anything wrong. Robert Page, well done. Got it right.
Yep.
Ampadu, young lad, never put a foot wrong. Defended. Ben Davis threw himself in front of everything. Roden, not playing for Spurs, threw himself in front of everything. Connor Roberts, box to box, closing down. Nico Williams playing with enthusiasm. Then you got Joe Allen, got booked after 2 minutes, went through the game, still full commitment. Ramsey, not fit, played till the 95th minute. Bale, I couldn't believe he took him off, just because
he's got
his
it right.
Experience. But he's right, yeah. Robert Page. He's done everything he's done is right.
Gareth Bale punches the air. He walks towards the Canton end, kissing his badge. He can't believe it. He's got his shirt over his eyes.
If you'd asked me when I was a young kid to do what I've done in my career, and finally now the final piece in the jigsaw to play in a World Cup, probably would have taken 10% of it, to be honest. But to do what we've done for this nation, put them on the world stage, the world map, they deserve everything, these fans, and that's what we try to do for them.
It was like walking downstairs when you're a kid on Christmas and just seeing all the presents. It's just a massive relief, and yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling. I can't really sum it up in words at the minute. I think I'll need a few days just to sit down, think about it, and then go through it.
The lowest point of my career, and I was really lucky to have a nice career that I can't really complain about, was when we lost to Romania in the World Cup. We missed a penalty. I was sat in the players' lounge and I couldn't speak. That is the lowest I've ever felt. And I thought, I'm never going to get another chance to go to the World Cup. I've never been as a spectator. I'm in 1958, before I was born, and I'm going as a fan. When the ref blows his whistle, I'll be going, in my lifetime, I'll be able to see Wales playing in the World Cup, which I never thought was going to happen because we just kept failing.
Wales will join England in Group B along with the United States and Iran.
Yeah, that's the mouth-watering fixture. You look at the other teams and you think, do you know what? Yeah, we'll roll our sleeves up and have a go. But England wins a leveler as well, isn't it? Anything can happen in the home nations when you play against the home nations. So we'll be full of confidence like we always are going into the games.
As Gareth Bale was saying, indeed, at the start of this journey with himself and Ramsey, they were in the mid-150s in world football, and now they've qualified for three major tournaments in the last few years. So fantastic and well done, Wales.
I think we were too young to know. We were just happy to be playing for Wales at the time, and then we've been playing with each other for a long time now, and you just get better and you grow, and yeah, players become bigger and stronger, and we've just gelled well as a team. There's no egos in our team, and we just fight for each other like we showed tonight.
Gareth Bale, he's a big player for Wales, and big matches he always delivers for us.
Every game we play, he makes an impact.
And it is that man, Gareth Bale, who once again has come up with the defining moment in Welsh football.
I remember a game, Armenia, first game of the group, we've had it, we're 1-0 down, and he pulled two rabbits out the hat again in that game. Two, like a free kick and a volley out of nothing. He does it all the time.
On now to Weekend Breakfast Show, Tony Cascarino reviewing England's tepid, who says tepid, performance against Hungary in the Nations League. I'll tell you who says it, big Tony Cascarino. Don't argue with Tone.
This has been the most inauspicious start to a Nations League campaign. And when you consider that England only have these six Nations League games to prepare for the World Cup, it is a horrible start for competitive football in 2022.
Is it a coincidence that the guy that's given his debut, Jarrod Bowen, is the best player? Why? The adrenaline of playing for England for the first time and just
had
that
something
extra
to prove.
Spring in his step as he's playing. He was England's best player. Is that a surprise? I mean, you're getting so many players together who have played an enormous amount of football, and this competition has come in at the end of a season. Obviously, the Nations League is there because the World Cup's in the wintertime around Christmas, and I just think it's expected. What you get is that you are going to lose level of consistency. If you want to say, well, tennis players can take time off, they can avoid tournaments, golfers can pull out of tournaments. In American sports, well, basketball plays way more games, but they leave out a lot of their top stars in games because they play 80-plus games a season. You can't keep running the body, keep running it and running it. Something has to give. And that was a typical performance.
On now to cricket. And would you believe it, England actually won a test match. What? Oh, they did. They actually beat New Zealand by 5 wickets a look. Yeah, 5 wickets a look. Blimey. Former skipper Joe Root was man of the match. Here he is speaking in the press conference.
It's almost like a clean start for this team. And the way that we're looking at it as a dressing room is we have to leave what's happened before. The mistakes that have been made, however you might want to wrap it up, what's happened before is gone. So it's really important we look at how we've approached this game and done these things.
They've chased 277, largely thanks to the brilliance of Joe Root. His first test match since losing the captaincy, he scores his 26th test match 100, and also in the process, 10,000 test match runs.
Yeah, it'd become a very unhealthy relationship, to be honest. The captaincy and me, and it started to really take a bad toll on my own personal sort of health, and I couldn't leave it at the ground anymore. It was coming home. It was not fair on my family and people close to me, and it wasn't fair on myself either. I'd thrown everything at it. I was obviously, as I mentioned to you out there, determined to help turn this team around, but realised that, you know, over that time being at home, it was going to have to be in a different way. You know, and very excited now to do that and to try and do everything I can to help Ben really turn this team around and make it the force that it should be and can be.
Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes, bang! New England Test era is off to a winning start. It's been some game of cricket.
To see him walk off there, 115 not out, you know, leading the team to victory, and just seeing, you know, the emotion, which, you know, of pure joy and happiness to win a game for England, you know, in his first game after stepping down as captain was, you know, amazing to see.
And for more on that, you can check out the TalkSport Cricket podcast, Following On with Steve Hammy-Harmison. On now to a bit of tennis, and Rafa Nadal won his 140th French Open after beating Norway's Casper Ruud at Roland Garros. 140, is that right? Oh no, that O shouldn't be there. Just 14, I'd say. Still pretty good, isn't it?
Nadal was 3-1 down in the second set, having taken the first 6-3 against Norway's Casper Ruud. The champion changed gear, winning 11 games on the bounce, taking him all the way to that record-extending 14th win at Roland Garros. He's now two titles clear of Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic in the battle to be the greatest male player of all time. But this 22nd Grand Slam crown puts him just one behind Serena Williams, who leads the Open era list of major winners, which begs the question, will Nadal be at Wimbledon in 3 weeks' time?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Big Tony Cascarino, recalling the time he met the special ones. Jose Mourinho.
First time I met him, we had a day at Cobham, which was ex-players.
Yeah.
So all ex-players were invited to watch training. Afterwards, we're having some lunch. Roman Abramovich was there. A load of the Chelsea top players were there at the time. This is early 2000s. And we're all in the table, all the ex-players just sitting there, and I'm sitting there, and Jose walks up and says hello to everyone. How are you? And he looks at me and he points to me and he said, I watched you in Monaco when I was scout for Barcelona. So I was like, oh, right. A big smile like in front of the lads, like laughing. And he said, and I knew I played quite well in the game. And then jokingly said, oh, you didn't fancy me then for Barcelona? And he went, nah.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight at 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.